Hey, kitten. Can you believe I'm going to be picking you up soon? I already know how excited you are to see me. I bet you keep getting more and more distracted leading up to this. Zoning out? Blushing at work when people asked what you were thinking about? I love that you can be a kind of a space case, my ditzy little doll. Don't worry. You know I'll always be around to take good care of you. You don't have to keep a single thought in that pretty little head of yours. So, I bet you're wondering what we're going to do this weekend. I'm taking you back to the shop today. I closed it down earlier just for you in your private fitting. I have everything all laid out and ready for you. You make the perfect model for all of my dresses. Isn't it funny that no one knows you're my little muse? People walk past and stare longingly at all the dresses in the window all day, and I smile to myself thinking about you being in them. How you did such a good job standing so perfectly still while I draped the fabric across your skin. How you would work so hard not to move when I poked you with a pin or needle every now and then. The little moans and gasps, so quiet even in the silent room, I had to strain to hear them. It's so funny how you love to be on display for me, receiving all of my undivided attention. And yet, you're too shy to put on a show. You can't even make eye contact with me when we're in our own little world, can you? I'm glad we both have such a thing for mirrors. That little back room where you stand on my pedestal, and I can see you from all angles without moving. The way you respond to even the slightest rustling of fabric. The gentle pulls and tugs of your body as I make adjustments. Take your measurements so each garment can be perfect. And I can see you watching me in the mirror back. I can feel the admiration glowing in you. You're so gorgeous, kitten. Don't you know? When you sent me that message, all flustered, about how badly you wanted to be full, I felt my own face get hot. Thinking about you poring over that message. How nervous you must have been to send it. How hot it was that you wanted something so bad you spent that time writing it out for me in such detail. Oh God, that was so hot, kitten. I know when you listen to this message, you'll already be filled with plugs, lube dripping around each one. Your thick winter clothes making it impossible for anyone to tell. Waiting patiently for me to arrive with the car? When you get in the seat, warmer has already been turned on. You'll be wearing your thick wool coat. But watching the warmth slowly start to seep up through it is going to be so worth it. I know how good you are at hiding your expressions, but those little tiny squirms you make when I drive you around get me so turned on. When we get there, I'll hang up your coat and change you into the appropriate undergarments for the dress I'm going to be fitting on you today. I won't comment on you at all. I'll just pinch and adjust you through the clothes like I'm focused on them entirely. Getting a pleat to lay differently, smoothing out a wrinkle. But you know I'm always thinking about how warm you feel inside. Then I'll guide you into the middle of our little fitting room, up on your box, the perfect soft light bathing you, just enough chill to make your nipples hard, but not unpleasantly cold, the curtains surrounding us to make it feel even more private from the world, the circle of mirrors to keep you on display for me. And when I start to notice the slightest quiver from holding the poses I put you in, my perfect life-size ball-jointed doll, the little goosebumps on your skin, the pink in your cheeks. When you can't take it anymore, I'll pick you up, carry you to the sitting chaise, and wrap you up in furs and blankets. Say, what do we have here? I'll reach up under your skirts and find your button. So different from the dolls I've dressed up in the past. If I gave you this much direct attention at the start, you would have been shut down. But now you've been waiting so long, the embarrassment turns you on. Now I can get those louder moans, the unfurling of your heat. I can't wait to play with my new toy and figure out what you can do. I can press your button to hear you moan low. I can pinch your nipples and say, what do these do? As you arch your back up, pressing into my touch. I can say all of your favorite lines now that I've discovered my mannequin is so responsive. What a fun plaything! Don't worry, I take very good care of all my possessions, especially my dolls. Look what happens when I press here. What does this part do? Are these removable? Oh, look, I found the expansion set. Oh, wow, this part is all wet and warm when I take it out. It feels so nice. Maybe it'll feel even nicer when I put the bigger parts in. I wonder what else my dolly can do. And when we're all done, just as promised, I'll clean you up gently, restore you exactly to how you were before you even were unpackaged from your box. I'll carry you up the stairs to our apartment above the shop, wash you while you try not to fall asleep on me, brush your hair, dress you in your comfy, cozy PJs, and tuck you carefully into your bed set. What a true gift you are, kitten. I'll see you soon.